with BookBeats. I'm Don Swaim. Literary fame is a sometime thing. Take the writer Ray Bradbury, for example. He was once at an airport.
A woman came up to me and said, are you some sort of writer? I said, yes. She said, what's your name? I said, Ray Bradbury. She said, be still, my beating heart.
On the other hand, Ray Bradbury encountered a bellhop at a hotel in London.
He looked at me and says, Mr. Bradbury, are you a fairly well-known author? I said, well, sort of. He said, well, you know, I've been asking around the hotel all day today, and nobody seems to know who you are. But don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
Ray Bradbury was born in Waukegan, Illinois. When he was 6 years old, he and his older brother would often cross a bridge over a dark ravine.
He ran ahead on this bridge and hid under it so that when I crossed, he jumped out at me. Last year, you know, 67 years later, Waukegan invited me back, and they renamed that bridge the Ray Bradbury Park.
And in that park, a trail called the Dandelion Trail, named for Bradbury's novel, Dandelion Wine. A few years ago, Bradbury ran into an elderly Waukegan barber who recalled how Ray would pick dandelions, which were crushed in a basement wine press.
And put them in ketchup bottles lined up on the sill facing the sunlight late in the day, and with a sign on each one, summer 1921, summer 1922, summer 1923. I wasn't sure when I wrote the book whether I was remembering something or making something up, and here's the town barber telling me that I was writing the truth.
Knopf published Ray Bradbury's latest novel, Green Shadows, White Whale, a lyrical, funny portrait of Ireland, and John Huston. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I haven't stopped writing for one day in the last 60 years.
Ray Bradbury, who was 3 years old when he saw the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame with Lon Chaney. The movie was the center of his life until he was nine and he discovered science magazines.
Science and Invention magazine, Popular Mechanics, and Buck Rogers came into my life when I was nine, and a single panel in the October newspaper, 1929, sent me raving into the future. And then all the Tarzan Sunday strips by Harold Foster, and then later Prince Valiant for 30 years and Flash Gordon.
Ray Bradbury was 20 and living in Los Angeles when he sold his first story.
There was a magazine in Beverly Hills called Script, which was a pale imitation of the New Yorker.
The magazine sent Bradbury a letter saying it liked a piece of humor he had written.
When I opened the envelope in front of our house in L.A., I yelled at my mother, and she came down and read it, and we danced around the lawn together. So that's how important writing has always been to me.
Ray Bradbury began writing science fiction.
My first big successes were in Weird Tales, where I began to write every issue for 3 or 4 years. I got the magnificent sum of 1 cent a word. So most of my stories, which are very well known today, sold for $15 or $20.
Many of those stories were included in Bradbury's early books, The Martian Chronicles and The Illustrated Man. Ray Bradbury writes about Ireland and the screenplay Moby Dick in his most recent novel, Green Shadows, White Whale, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Ray Bradbury's first book, Dark Carnival, was published in 1947, he sent a copy to the great radio producer, Norman Corwin.
I put a note in with it saying, if you like my stories as much as I love you and your stories, I want to buy you a drink some afternoon. A week later, I got a phone call from Norman Corwin. He says, you're not buying me drinks, I'm buying you dinner.
Corwin urged Ray Bradbury to go to New York, where he met an editor at Doubleday.
And he says, don't you have a novel? I said, I'm not a novelist, I'm a short story writer. He says, well, what about all those Martian short stories that you've been writing the last 5 years? Wouldn't they hang together somehow if you sewed them into a tapestry?
So Bradbury worked up an outline linking the stories.
I stayed up all night, did the outline of the Martian Chronicles, took it back, and he said, that's it, here's $700.
And Doubleday paid Bradbury another $700 to link the stories that became The Illustrated Man. In the 1950s, Ray Bradbury rented a typewriter in the basement of the UCLA library and began writing a novel about firemen who burn books.
In a typing room filled with students, 12 or 14 other students, you'd go into this room and put a dime in the slot under a typewriter and shove it in, and you type like crazy for half an hour, and then run upstairs and get more dimes. So in a period of 8 or 9 days, I spent $9.80 in dimes and wrote Fahrenheit 451.
A book often compared to Orwell's 1984. Ray Bradbury's beautiful new novel is Green Shadow's White Whale, a nostalgic look at Ireland and movie director John Huston. Published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1953, the film director John Huston read a Ray Bradbury short story about a dinosaur that falls in love with a lighthouse. Here's Bradbury.
He called me to his hotel in August 1953, put a drink in my hand, and said, what are you doing during the next year, Ray? And I said, not much. He says, well, how'd you like to come? I live in Ireland and write the screenplay of Moby Dick.
Bradbury told Huston he had never even read Moby Dick.
Well, he said, well, tell you what, Ray, go home tonight, read as much as you can, and come back tomorrow and tell me if you'll help me kill the white whale.
Bradbury agreed to write the script for the movie that starred Gregory Peck and went to Ireland, where he absorbed that small green country for 9 months.
And knowing all the beggars and the people playing harps and violins and banjos and pianolas, and going in the pubs and meeting the people there and seeing Sean O'Casey.
Years later, Bradbury heard the voice of his cab driver saying,
Ray, would you mind putting it down?
So Ray did put it down in the stories that became his recent novel, Green Shadows, White Whale, an affectionate look at Ireland and John Huston. Bradbury says in many ways he became Herman Melville in a marathon effort to finish the screenplay for Moby Dick.
I got out of bed, looked in the mirror, and said, I am Herman Melville. And I sat down at the typewriter. I didn't eat. I barely moved for the next 8 hours, and it all poured out.
Ray Bradbury's Green Shadows, White Whale was published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ray Bradbury, in his novel Green Shadows, White Whale, describes sitting with director John Huston in Huston's country home in Ireland, drinking whiskey.
We say, Ray, you hear that sound out there, Ray, in the night there, that weird, mournful sound. You know what that is, Ray? No, what is it, John? That is a banshee. A banshee, Ray. Now, I tell you what, get my coat, and you go out and bring the banshee in.
Ray Bradbury has written about rocket ships most of his life, but until the last few years, he was afraid to fly. Then he experienced a harrowing trip to Epcot Center in Florida, during which his train was canceled. His cars all broke down, and he was forced to hire a cab to drive him to Orlando.
I got down to the opening of Epcot. I said to the Disney people, God has given me a message today. And they said, what is it? And the message was, fly, dummy. So I said, give me a ticket, get me drunk, and send me home.
When Ray Bradbury stepped onto an airplane for the first time, the president of Delta was there to greet him. It was such a big event.
I discovered that I wasn't afraid of flying. I was afraid of me, and that was the great secret. I was afraid I'd run up and down the aisles and scream and embarrass everyone. I want to get off. And when that didn't happen, the fear went away completely.
Ray Bradbury has written nearly 30 books in a stunning literary career. He says the best way to write is just to write.
These things pour out, and the more you unplug the metaphors, the faster they come.
Ray Bradbury, whose most recent book is Green Shadows, White Whale, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Ray Bradbury is a man blessed with a retentive memory. He recalls being ejected from the womb and thrust into the light.
Yeah, I remember being born, and it's a valuable memory to have. And I had nightmares in the crib during the week after of being born again and again and again.
Ray Bradbury's mother was a movie buff. He was 2 years old when he first started going to the movies and remembers every one. When he was 13, his family moved from Waukegan, Illinois to Los Angeles, where they lived near an MGM flagship theater.
And Norma Shearer would drive up with Irving Thalberg in a big limousine. She'd get out in a silver lamé dress. They were on their way to the Coconut Grove after the preview. And so my life was full up with famous people at least once a week.
Several years ago, Bradbury's book, The Martian Chronicles, was filmed for TV, and he didn't like the way it was done. So when he had the chance to see his stories produced for cable TV as the Ray Bradbury Theater, he made some conditions.
He said, I want to write all the scripts. That way, if anything goes wrong, you can blame me. And then I want to help edit, I want to help cast.
Ray Bradbury works out of the basement of his home in Los Angeles.
If you've ever seen the opening to the Ray Bradbury Theater, that's my real office with Bullwinkle in the background. He's about 9 foot tall. and toys and posters and magic sets and all the things to me that are the most important things in life.
Ray Bradbury, his most recent book is Green Shadows, White Whale, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.